This shiur is dedicated to Li'ilui Nishmos Rav Chaim Yisocha ben Yechiel Zeildov, our dear and unforgettable friend, Chaim Feigenbaum. The Torah should be Li'ilui Nishmos. This week's parasha we learn about Mechiras HaBechoiro. And most of the shiurim we said in this parasha deal with the basic rules and laws of Torah HaKinyonim. Today, we will be dealing with a different topic. And the sugya is basically related to the concept of Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol. But I have to make a short clarification introduction. Many times, when we deal with Masa Avos from the halachic perspective, Masa Avos are merely a springboard for discussion. Because the way we do and should relate to Masa Avos is in a far higher level. Whatever they did, whatever they did not do, everything was Beruach Kodesham, Ba'oimek Binosam, Liyachad Yehudim, Letakan Tikunim. And it is not the way we would do, see, and perceive. But Bidarkei Avoseinu, throughout the ages, many Gedolim, some of the greatest Gedolim, wrote entire Sforim and great discourse dealing with the halachic perspective of Masa Avos, and we follow in their footsteps. So Yaakov Avinu, this week's parasha, at the beginning of the parasha, he achieves the Bechira, not in a very straightforward way, taking advantage of Esav's desperation when he comes home from a day in the woods, hungry, thirsty, tired, and he asks for some food and drink, and Yaakov takes advantage of his desperation and says, maybe just sign in a document I prepared and sell me the Bechira. And the continuation of the parasha, the way he achieves the brachas, b'mirmo, while disguising as Esav and pretending to be Esav and taking advantage of an old, feeble, blind father. Wasn't Yaakov aware of the obvious consequences? How Esav will react when this all becomes clear to him? Esav reacts with fury and he is out to kill Yaakov, but that was to be expected. So, what did Yaakov think of Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol? So the concept or the question we will be dealing with today is, when a person has to do what he has to do, and he thinks he has the right to do what he intends to do, to what degree does he have to bear in mind and take into account the consequences of his actions and deeds? So Yaakov definitely had good reasons trying to achieve the Bechira and the Brochas. But was he in a way, or should he have been responsible for the way Esav might respond? Would that be considered Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol, causing Esav to hate him, or causing Esav to try to kill him, to destroy him? So the basic question is, what are the limits of Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol? The basic sugi is in Avodah Zarah Davov. Menayin shelo yosh etodom kois yayin lenozav ha'evi menachai leben noyach shenemar lifnei iver lo titen michshol. So supplying a wrongdoer the means to do an aveira, kois yayin lenozav ha'evi menachai leben noyach, would be considered lifnei iver lo titen michshol. And that is the way the Gemara explains the first Mishnah Masechet Avodah Zarah, before the Gentile Goyisha holidays, we cannot sell an animal to them because obviously they want to bring it as a sacrifice before Avodah Zarah. And Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach include Avodah Zarah. And therefore it would be considered Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol if we give them an animal knowing that this animal will be offered as a sacrifice before Avodah Zarah. On the other hand, there is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Samach Gemara Medalev. Oimer Odom Lepoyalov Ulechamorov Halachem Dinar Ze and you could buy food or drinks. Etzel ha-chenveni. He could tell them, these are his workers, he has to give them lunch. So instead of giving them food, he tells them, go to the store, go to the shop, go to the restaurant on the corner, and on my cheshbon, on my account, take whatever you need. He doesn't have to bear any responsibility what they might buy. That means even though he knows that they will probably buy prohibited foodstuffs, macholos asurois, he does not bear responsibility. So the Gemara obviously differentiates between giving macholos asurois to a person and giving him money, or the possibility to buy food, even though you know very well that the food he will prefer to buy is macholos asurois. So the explanation must be that is a step further down the line. I did not give him macholos asurois. I gave him money, or the equivalent of money. I bear no responsibility what he prefers to buy, what he prefers to eat or drink. In a similar way, I think, we could prove this same svara from another sugya in Avodah Zarah, and that is the same sugya, Davov Dav Zayin. So the Gemara says we cannot sell an animal to Oivdei Avodah Zarah because that would be considered Lifnei Avodah Zarah Mechshol. They will bring this animal as a sacrifice and they will violate the Issa of Avodah Zarah. But there's another halacha in the same Mishnah. We cannot do business with them, we cannot give them a loan. Why? Ozel Imoida. They will probably go to their gods, their Avodah Zarah, and they will thank their Avodah Zarah for the mercy he seemingly, mistakenly, bestowed upon them. What would the Yisr be? The Pasuk says, Lo Yashoma Al Picho. Why wouldn't it be Lifnei Avodah Zarah and Mechshol? The Bach and the Taz have two different interpretations regarding this question. In Hilchos Avodah Zarah and Makuf Mem Ches and Yoredeya, the Bach says, because giving thanks to Avodah Zarah is not a prohibition upon Bnei Noach. One of the Sheva Mitzvahs is Avodah Zarah proper, but thanking or believing in Avodah Zarah is not an Isser for Bnei Noach, and therefore there would be no Lifnei Avodah Zarah Mechshol. The Taz argues that would be the same as Kibel Olav Be'eloha, which is considered Avodah Zarah. Probably the Bach would respond. There is a great difference between Kibel Olav Be'eloha, which is an act of worship, and thanking Avodah Zarah, which is not a prohibition. But if I would have my say regarding this question, I would say the Jew bears no responsibility for the fact that the Goy prefers to thank his Avodah Zarah. It is like me giving him money and he buys whatever he wants to buy. So I cannot supply to him the means to do an Aveir. Yayin lenozio, Eve menachai leben noyach, Behema lahakliv la'avodah zarah. But when I do him a favor of any nature, sell him things, different things which are not brought as sacrifices, give him a loan or the same, and he is the one that will go and thank Avodah Zarah, that is not my responsibility. In the same way as we proved from Avodah Zarah of Samach Gimel, I think we could learn the same halacha from Avodah Zarah Davov. I do not mean to say that the Issa of Lifnei Avodah Zarah Mechshol is relevant only when there is a chefetz de isur. When I actually give him a certain object, whatever that object may be, whether it's Yayin Lenozel, Eivim Menachai Leben Noach, or an animal to offer as a sacrifice. No. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. If a father breaks a toy or tears a garment before the eyes of his son, he is oivel lifnei avodah zarah mechshol. Because the obvious, the natural response of the child, of the son, would be anger, and he probably would offend his father, and act in a disrespectful way, and he will be over on Kvoid Avim, and therefore the father is over on Lifnei Yevaloset Mechshol. In that case, there is no object, but it is a natural response. And we are causing the boy to respond in a way which is anticipated, which is to be expected. And therefore, that would be considered Lifnei Yevaloset Mechshol. But I think that is because I brought forth this response. It is human nature. It is the way people are. It is the way children are. However, it is different than giving a person money, and I know that he would prefer to eat macholas asuris, or giving a guy anything, and I know that he would prefer to thank his avodah zarah. That is not nature. That is bechira. That is choice. And therefore, there is no lifnei yevaloset, and I bear no responsibility for what he might or might not decide to do. So this is one yesod that seems quite obvious to me. But it won't help us in the sugya of Yaakov and Esav. Because I think Yaakov's interaction with Esav would be far more similar to the sugya I just quoted from Kiddushin Daf Lamed Beis. Because isn't it human nature? Wouldn't Esav's response be expected? It is natural. It is the nature of human beings. He would feel offended and cheated, and this is the way he obviously would respond, and therefore there should be a cheshash of Lifnei Yevaloset Mechshol. So let's go a step further, and I have another yesod, another suggestion. I think whenever a person stands up for his rights against those that deprive him of his rights, against halacha and against what is just, he does not have to be choshish on Lifnei Yevaloset Mechshol. Because a person has the right to fight for what is his justful rights, and he is not responsible of what the other party might do in a wrongful manner. There is a question that troubled me since I was a young boy, a young bocher. In the process of Beis Din, Asiyas Adin V'Hamishpot, there is a concept of Shavua. Whether it's Shavua Sedechot or Moed B'Mitzvos or many other Shavuas, how could a person be Mashbia and impose a Shavua on the other party? Why wouldn't that be a Cheshash of Lifnei Yevaloset Mechshol? You are demanding a Shavua, and you're very well aware that he might say a Shavua Sheker. Are you responsible? Now, the Rambam says in Siman Tov Reish Nun Vav Sif Aleph and Aruch Chaim, Einu D'Mechayev L'Bazbez Hon Rav Al HaMitzvos. A person doesn't have to waste a lot of money on the performance of a mitzvah, but that is referring only to a mitzvah Saseh. In Yoreh Deyah Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, it is clear that a person has to waste or lose all his money to abstain from violating a lotas, a lav. Lifnei Yevaloset Mechshol is a lav. So how could I bring a person to Beis Din and demand a shavua for 100 shekels or $50 in order not to be over a lav? I have to forego all my money. This is a question dealt with some of the greatest achronim. I think the earliest to deal with this question is Shalas Tshuvas Mutzal Me'esh Memem Hei. The mechaber of this sefer was a ben doire of the Mishnah Melech of the Machna Ephraim, of some of the greatest Sephardi Gedolim, whose Torah is learned on a daily basis in all the yeshivas. However, the Mutzal Me'esh did not achieve such great fame. I don't know why. He was one of the greatest Gedolim of that period. Mutzal Me'esh Shem Mem Hei, Reb Baruch Frankel, the great Gadol, the Baruch Tam, 200 years ago, in his Hagos on Turiyev and Megillah Dav Chofches, and some others. So the Baruch Frankel says, the reason I could demand a Shavuah is because we assume and we very much hope that he won't say a Shavuah Sheker, that imposing the Shavuah on him would bring him to be a Moed Al Emes and give back my money. The Divrei Chaim, who was coincidentally the son-in-law of the Baruch Tam, Tshuvas Divrei Chaim Choshim Mishpot Chelik Beis HaMenaches, goes a step further and he says, there is a Cheskes Kashus. So based on the Cheskes Kashus, we assume that probably he won't lie, he won't want to say a Shavuah Sheker, and he would prefer to give the money back. The Baruch Tam gives another, an additional knetch, an additional point, and he says, the essence of the Shavuah is not a michshol, but rather a schus, because I believe he is holding my money. And that is an issue of Gezel, and therefore the reason we impose a Shavuah on him is to be mezakeh him and not to be machshol him. We want him to step forward and say, yes, I admit I was wrong and here's your money back. However, according to the opinion and the interpretation of the Baruch Tam and the Divrei Chaim, we would have to be mechadesh halacha. That when it becomes obvious to the Beis Din or to the other party that this person is going to swear the korav adova, that he's going to say a Shavuah Sheker, then the toveya, the claimant, must say, no, 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 please stop the process, and I am Meichel. I do not want him to swear. Otherwise, he would be noivan lifnei v'lasit michshol. And the same halacha, the same rule would imply if he is known to be a person that is choshed al Shavuah Sheker. And we no longer could rely and assume, based on Cheskes Kashus, that he probably won't say a Shavuah Sheker. This is extremely unreasonable. I think it's a milsa de pshita that a person is entitled to make, well, good use of the concept of Shavuah. This day Chemed, in Sefer Divrei Sofrim, Siman Lamed Tes, says, well, according to my feeling, to the best of my knowledge, he has my money in his hand, and he is a gazlan, and therefore we would say, Halitel Rosh HaVayomos. No, I do not agree with this, because I have explained in various tshuvas that I wrote throughout the years, the concept of Halitel Rosh HaVayomos does not mean that we don't care. The Isser of Livnei is Ivaloi Sitten Mechshol applies to Rashom as it does to Tzadik. And the fact that he was over one or two or a hundred Avedas does not mean that we could be Mechshol him in one more. Halitel Rosh HaVayomos merely means that we don't go out of our way and we don't have a chiyuv to be Metakan Tekanois to save a Rosha from one more Aveda. And therefore, my opinion regarding this question is, this proves that a person has the halachic right to stand up for his rights, and he does not have to forego what is rightfully his, whether in monetary issues or in different issues, because El Rosha takes advantage of his righteousness and wants to infringe or steal or violate his rights. And therefore, when I am fighting for my rights, for my money, for what I believe is just, I do not have to take into account, and I bear no responsibility if the other party decides to do wrong and to swear a Shavuah Sheker. And that is why, in any case and in any event, I am allowed to take advantage of the Din Shavuah Shebetayl. I wrote a similar svara in Minchas Osha Chumash Vayikro Simen Lamed Ches regarding a very interesting kasha in Tshuvas Maharil Diskin Kuntas Achronos Kuf Mem Dalat. There's a very well-known machlokes in the Rishonim. Whenever the halacha is yavor va'al yihareg, shalosh averes chamurus shebetoyra avodah zorah Shvichas Domen Vigilei Arayis Yehereg Val Yavor. All the other mitzvahs and avedas shebetorah Yavor Val Yehereg. According to the Rambam in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, Yavor V'Al Yehoreg is mandatory. Just like Yehoreg V'Al Yavor is a chiyuv, the same applies to Yavor V'Al Yehoreg. Tosfos and the Rosh and Avodah Zarah of Chof Zayin have a different opinion. And their opinion is, Yavor V'Al Yehoreg means he is entitled to violate that mitzvah, that avodah, and save his life. However, if he chooses to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, and to give away his life on the altar of Kiddush Hashem, he is entitled to do so. So Reb Shira Ibdiskin asks, why isn't the Yovel? And if Neivel is at Mechshol, you have the choice to be Machal Shabbos. So how could he decide, no, I'm not going to be Machal Shabbos, and I'm going to let the guy kill me? Why ain't this Lif Neivel is at Mechshol? I am Machshol, that Russia, that Gentile, and the Yisrael of Lo Yisrael, which is once again one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And there is something within us that is just, is infuriated by this kash. Why? So in my opinion, it is so pushit. What right does he have to impose upon me Chilul Shabbos by threatening to kill me? I have the right to be one of those Mekadshei Shem Shemayim, to abstain from Chil Shabbos, to refuse, and to give away my life on Kiddush Hashem. And if he chooses to be a Roitzeach, that's his choice, and I bear no responsibility for his bad choices. Because I have the right to do as I feel appropriate, and to give away my life on the altar of Kiddush Hashem. There is a discussion in the later Poskim regarding a chole she'ein bo sakana. Is he entitled to turn to a doctor on Shabbos to ask for relief when he knows that the doctor probably will write a prescription? How could a doctor in the modern world give medicine without writing a prescription? The doctor will also probably violate Shabbos in some other ways. Well, he might drive his car, he might put on the light in his clinic, he might use medical instruments to pair into my throat and into my ear, and closing electrical circuits. So if he is a non-Jewish doctor, this all should not be a problem, because in Simen Shin Chof Ches and Shulchan Aruch HaChaim it is very clear that Amida LeNochri is overrided by for caring for a Chodesh She'ein Bo Sakana. But if it's a Jewish doctor, that is where this question comes up. Shalas Etshuvas Yad Yitzchok Chele Gimel Simen Sadik Hei. I'm an enikel of the Yad Yitzchok. He was the great Holtshevarov, one of the greatest Gedolim in his generation, Rabbi Avrom Yitzchok Glick. My mother should be well at 120, is the fourth generation from the Yad Yitzchok. Very special personality. So in Tshuvas Yad Yitzchok, he is makel with various tzirufim. The Shachan Yordei Kuf Nun Aleph, that there is no Isof Livnei Yevah when we are Machshel Emumah or Amazin. The Rambo, Semen Shim Vov and Aruch Chaim Sif Yud Alef, that Ksav Mishita or Ksav HaAmim, different letters, different languages, would only be an Issa Derabbanan. So it's a Issa Derabbanan, according to the Shach, there would be no Livnei Yevah by Emumah. I think it's a flimsy heter. Shmira Shabbos Kelchosa Perek Mem Ha'or Alamed Beis brings the Yad Yitzchok. He brings similar tshuvas from various different gedolim, and then he brings an interesting svar in the name of Reb Shmuel Zalman. Reb Shmuel Zalman uses the above mentioned svara, but he takes it to an extreme, and he says, "I have the right to seek help from my doctor, and my doctor is mechuyev to be forthcoming and offer his help in as far as he can. and therefore I do not bear the consequences. I have the right to demand what I rightfully deserve, that he care for me and he does whatever is needed, and therefore I don't have to be choshish for lifnei ivra sid michshol if he decides to violate Shabbos. I think this is taking a svara to an extreme which is totally unreasonable, because the way I understand it, the essence of this svara ba'omeku inyan is I have a right to do what is right, and I do not bear responsibility for what the Rasha that is infringing on my rights, Beresha, Ba'avel, Uba'aven, decides to do. And therefore, if a person steals my money in any way, I am entitled to call him to Beis Din and impose a Shavua on him. And if he decides to lie, that's his responsibility. If the Goy decides to kill me in order to force me to be Mechalel Shabbos, that is his responsibility. His and not mine. However, in our case, the doctor is not standing against me. He is not infringing upon my rights. He is forthcoming. And this is what we actually expect him to do. So you could tell the doctor, I don't want you to be Mechalel Shabbos, but if you don't want me to be Mechalel Shabbos, what are you doing in my office? We know that that is what he will do. In a way, we actually expect him to do that. And he is doing what he assumes we want him to do. So how do we get out of Livnei Yevaloi Sitin Mechshol? The fact that you have a right to be given treatment is totally irrelevant. You have a right to be given treatment, but how do you expect him to be Mechalel Shabbos to give you that treatment? And in my opinion, there is no heter for a Chodesh Shem B'Zekona to call to a Jewish doctor if we assume that the doctor will be Mechalel Shabbos. And with great humbleness, let me say, I do not agree with the psak that the Shmir Shabbos brings from various earlier poskim and Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman goes over the same svar in Mincha Shloimeh Chelek Aleph and Siman Zayin, and he insists that that is his psak. And he writes, Moshe Lamado V'Daima, if I want to claim a person to Beis Din, I was wronged by him. I lent him money and he did not pay. And he threatens, if you call me to Beis Din, I will be Mechalef Umegadef Marchos Elokim Chaim. Does that mean I can't call him to Beis Din? If he decides to be Mechalef Umegadef, that's his responsibility. I totally agree with the Moshel, but not with the Nimshel. I don't think turning to a doctor has anything to do with it. I have a right to call him to Din Torah. And if he decides to be Mechalef Umegadef, and he uses that as a tool to deter me from calling him to Beis Din, I bear no responsibility. What does it have to do with the question of a doctor and a patient? The patient wants help, turns to the doctor. This is what the doctor does. That is what he does all week round, and probably that is what we expect him to do Shabbos, even though we'll say, no, I don't want you to be Mechalef Shabbos. I don't see any hetan, and I don't think that hanidon dome leraya. So coming back to the basic point I made, a person has the right to stand up for what is rightfully his, and he bears no responsibility if another party decides to be over aveira, to infringe upon his rights. That is his choice, and we are in no way accountable for those choices, and in that case there would be no lifnei ivra lo titen michshol. Maybe this would be a more acceptable explanation regarding Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov knows that he is the one that deserves the prayer. According Kodesh Baruch Hu says, B'ni B'chori Yisrael. Yisrael is the B'chor. Esav just isn't aware of that, and therefore this acquisition is required. Yaakov also knows that the brachas are ultimately intended for Klal Yisrael. He knows Beruach Kodesh. This is the way it has to be. And therefore, Yaakov has the right to stand up for his rights. Not his personal rights, but the rights deserved for Klal Yisrael. And in that case, he bears no responsibility for the way Esav might respond. I just want to mention what I said many, many times. I usually go over the Zayir every year in Parshas Toldos. The basic approach of the Zayir regarding the Brochas and the Bchayra is that it is not coincidence that Bchayra and Brocha are the same letters, because Yaakov knows that the Brochas are designated for the Bchor, and that is why Yaakov needs the Bchayra. He doesn't need the monetary benefits of the Bchayra. He's not out to get Pishnayim B'Yerusha. All he needs is the brochas. And why does he need all these brochas? The Zohar explains that Yaakov B'Yemei Chaya, throughout his lifetime, got four sets of brochas from above. The most important ones were the ones he took in the name of Esav B'Mirmo, like the Targum Unkola says, B'Chochmoso. And then Yaakov was blessed by the angel after the struggle in Parshas Vayishlach, Vayeovek Yeshimoi, Shalchani ki Olo HaShachar, and Yaakov says, Lo HaShalechecho, Ad Asher Berachton. When Yaakov flees Esav, and he is on his way to Lavan's home, he once again witnesses a revelation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nigla Elov, and he was blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Yitzchok sends him off to Lavan, to Padan Aram, Yitzchok once again gives Yaakov a brocha. And the Zohar says that Yaakov for himself takes the lesser brochas, the ones that Yitzchok benched him when he sent him to Lavan. What did he do with the other three sets? Yaakov had a very difficult life, full of strife and trial and suffering and tribulations. For himself, he took the lesser brochas. The other three were for Klal Yisrael throughout the ages. And we were redeemed from Golas Mitzrayim in the merit of one set of brochas. We were redeemed from Golas Bavel in the merit of the other set. And the greatest brochas, the ones we are discussing today, the brochas of this week's parsha, it is only in their merit that we will be zoche to the Geula Asida, the Geula Shleima. Yaakov knows this all, and therefore he is out to achieve those brochas in any way it might be possible. So as we explained, when a person fights for what is rightfully his, and he has no other way, he bears no responsibility for what might be the choices taken by those that stand in his way. So this is basically the halacha that I learn from this sugya in Lifnei Yivel, Lo Titen Michshol. In this week's parsha, when Rivka tells Yaakov to dress up in Esav's garments and to pretend he is Esav, and to achieve those brochas in this way, Yaakov steps back. He is frightened and he says, Ulai Yemushani Yovi, Vohoyisi Be'enov Kemitateya, Vehevesi Alai Klolo, Veloi Brocho. Rivka responds, Olai Kilalos Rabini. And the Gohan says, Olai, three letters, Ayin Lamed Yud, is Rosh HaTevis, Esav Lovan, and Yosef. Rivka says, My dear son Yaakov, I see Beruach HaKodesh, the that in your lifetime you will have three struggles, curses, three most difficult periods and challenges. The first is Esav, and then Lavan. And after Esav and Lavan, Bikesh Yaakov Leishav Bishalvo, Kofet Solov Rugzo Shel Yosef. This is your destiny, and one cannot escape his destiny. You cannot run, you cannot hide, and therefore do as I command. And the girl went on to explain towards the end of the saga of Yaakov Avinu before going down to Eretz Mitzrayim to Yosef. When his sons come back and say, we need Binyamin, the king asks to see Binyamin. And Yaakov says brokenheartedly, Yosef eineno, Shimon eineno, ves Binyamin tikocho, olai hayu kulono. Olai once again is Esav, Lavan, and Yosef. And Yaakov says, many years ago when I was a young man, I remember the mother of Rivka told me, Olai kulolascho, I have already endured Esav, Lavan, and Yosef. What more? What more is to come? And in a short while, he understood that this is not an additional curse, but rather a blessing and a salvation. Olai, the story of Yaakov Avinu, is the story of the Jewish people. It is our story. And these three curses have been with us since eternity. Since we were born, and they are still with us. What is the difference between Esav and Lavan? Esav was a man of blood. Ish damim. He was a murderer. He was out to kill and destroy Yaakov Avinu, and without shame, he said it out loud. Yikrovu yemei evel avi va'ahargo es Yaakov achi. We have known many Esavs throughout the ages. Haman was out to destroy. La'hashmid, la'harag, la'aved, eskol Yehudim, menaved, zokim, b'yomecho. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we say, Bikesh Lavan la'akod es hakol. But the Haggadah doesn't explain how, when, and where. Nowhere do we find that Lavan was out to kill Yaakov. Probably when Yavan says to Yaakov, Habonim bonai, v'abonais benoisai, why do we have to part? Why can't you just stay here? Let's all be together. Let's all be one. That is mortal danger. Mortal danger for the Jewish people. Habonim einam banecha, v'habanot einam benotecha. We cannot be one. We could be friends, we could respect each other, we could love each other, but we cannot be one. Hen am levodod yishkoin uvagoyim lo yitchashav. We are different. We are set apart by our destiny, by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, by divine will. We have known many Lavans throughout the generations. The Yavanim were one of them. Chanukah is not about Hatzolos Aguf, but rather Lashkicham Terusacho, Lahavira Malchuke Retzonecho. In modern times, we have known Esav, Hitler. Yemach Shemai was an Esav. He was out to destroy, to annihilate, to kill. And that is what he did. In a very efficient way. On the other hand, our times have known the Bolshevik Revolution. The communists weren't out to kill the Jews, but rather, Habonam bonai v'habonais benoisa, you are not different. Lashkichum terosecho, ulahavirom mechukei ritzoinach. And when we say, Shevachol doi v'doirom demaleinu lachalu seinu, different methodology, different ways, different challenges. But every era has its Esav and its Lavan. And to our great sorrow and dismay, every era has its Yosef. We've come to grips with the various Esavs. We've learned how to deal with the many Lavans. I think we've been less successful regarding the Yosef. The Yosef that is with us in every generation. That is the curse of Sinas Achim. That is the curse of Machloikas. He shechrivo es beisenu, v'sarfa et hechalenu, v'adayin merakedet peinenu. So in Israel, we just had elections. So the political pundits have been sitting since election night trying to figure out who won and who lost. We all lost. And no one won. Because the degree of Sinas Achim that we've experienced in these elections hasn't been with us for a while. Families torn apart with so much sinner. And I think that somebody has to ask himself, is it worth it? For what? The price we pay in the chinuch of our children is horrendous, is horrible. And nobody besides the Kodesh Baruch himself could really know how profound this price is. In Emunas Chachamim, in Emunah in general, in Midas, we make so much effort to be mechanech our children to Midas Davis, and then everything is torn asunder, torn to shreds. In Sinas Achim, and I personally know so many families that have experienced such tremendous stress within their own siblings that do not talk with each other, parents and children. Olai hayu kulono. So if we have somewhat a period of calm in which Esav is not on top of us, Lavan is not right there out of the door, Yosef is always with us. We take care of that. And we bear responsibility. So each and every one of us within his own domain, within his Dalet Amos, has to rise to the challenge and be one of those Talmidei Chachamim Hamarbim Sholem B'Yoylam Laharbot Ahavo V'Achavo V'Sholem V'Reyes. Yihi Rotzon Shiyeh Chalkenu Imohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Mevaser Sholem, Mevaser Toiv. Hinei Unoichi Sholeach Lachem Meseliyah Hanovi, Lefnei Boyoim Hashem Agodol Vanoirom, Vaheishev Leiv Ovoisul Bonim, Vleiv Bonim El Avoisom. Bebiaz Goel Tzedek, Moshiach Tzedkenu, Ubebinyam Beis Amigdash, במהרו ויומנו אמן.